The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me at Jill Lane and Daniel Tagg, a full studio here this morning in Dallas, Texas. How are you guys doing? I'm really full of energy today because I got so much good exercise yesterday, and I CW'd this morning, and I feel great. I really do.
And it's beautiful outside. The weather is beautiful. Is amazing.
There
today.
You go. The sunshine. And I've got a new dress from Luca that I've worn 3 days in a row. This is my new shirt. This is my new uniform.
Is that a dress? It looks like just a shirt.
Well, it's a long shirt. Okay. And it's longer in the back than the front. It's just like, you know, it's like my favorite place to go in Norman when I visit my daughter at OU.
But it's like the flannel shirt.
It's like
dress.
The flannel. It's just awesome. So cozy. You know, it's cozy. And I thought, you know, dry cleaning is so expensive, and so is the time to wash and iron something. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to wear it 3 days in a row. It's not dirty. I take it off when I get home and hang it up, and I'm ready to roll.
Do your kids say to you, Mom, did you wear that yesterday?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Nobody has said it to me yet, though. And
I didn't wear it out of the house, so it doesn't count. That's
yeah.
what I say.
Yeah, but, you know, I like to do that, especially if it's something that you really feel good in. It's mm-hmm. like, why not? Who cares? Who's watching? If someone says, hey, didn't you wear that yesterday? I say, yeah. I rocked it yesterday, too.
Sure did.
Got a problem with that?
Well, you know, we've got a great show coming up today. Of course, Jill Lane is in studio and Daniel Tagg. We're going to be talking about reading the fine print and how much it matters with Jill Lane, along with, I've got actually what we talked about last week, too, which I think we could elaborate on. And I also want to talk about canola oil. I want to talk about sucralose, and I want to talk about maltodextrin. Because I think those are things that are going to, when you say read the fine label, those are a lot of the things that are like slipped in there and you don't realize how bad they are for you. So, right?
Cool. How much time do we have?
I know,
I'm
right?
Like, let's go.
I know. We need to go. We need to start right now. I know. And of course, Daniel Tagg, always love having him in studio. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer from Telos Fitness Center next door to the iHeartMedia studios here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be talking about the benefits of isometrics. And Diamond was doing her push-ups right before we went live. She came into the studio and did, how many did you do? Three?
Got in four today.
Four. Because you had your trainer, Daniel Tagg, the man,
I did.
Encouraging you, right?
But she thought she could only do two, uh-huh. and she did four, and they looked really good.
It's amazing yep. what you can do when you're encouraged.
The power of the mind. Yeah. Right, and when you're the positive mm-hmm. encouragement. Absolutely. Yes. So you're going to start, you're doing them in the morning and at night, right? And you're
sometimes, but Daniel says I should do them in the morning and then at night, so I'm going to do them twice a day.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, that brings up a good question because, you know, my littlest one, Nia, she goes to White Rock Montessori, and every morning they do 20 squats, they do 20 push-ups, they do 20 sit-ups, and 20 of something else. I can't remember. But anyway, she's got a good little physique. She's in shape, and she doesn't overdo it. You know, they don't push it to an extreme, mm-hmm. and they're outdoors all the time, and they work with animals all the time, and I just think it's such a healthy way to educate a child. I wish that all schools could be Montessori, because Marie Montessori knew what she was talking about, and she was Italian, just by the way.
By the way. Do they take their shoes off and ground while they're doing the morning workout out there?
I don't know, but they do go. I don't know for because it's a school, they do have to follow, of course, certain rules. So gotcha. I don't know if they would be able to do that. But, yeah. you know, they go on all kinds of field trips where they actually live out in the wilderness and cook their own food. And they're no air conditioners, no heaters, just tents, sleeping bags, and the proper outerwear.
No glamping?
The real deal.
No what?
No glamping?
What is glamping?
Someone told me this
like
the other
glam
day.
Glam camping?
Yes, glamorous camping. Someone told me that the other day. I just had to laugh. I was like, what?
Glamping. I like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love to camp. I love to get wet. I love to get dirty. I love to like hang with the trees and just look at the stars and watch the fire. And to me, there's no greater pleasure. Well, maybe one more. But than going out and going camping and enjoying nature. So.
Well, I mean, to his point, there's physiological benefits from being in contact with the earth, the ground. And so it's so important to our health. And, you know, being landlocked here in Dallas, I know I get a good thrill when I'm either like at some extreme, like mountains or at the ocean, because we don't get exposure to that here. And so, but we forget just even being in the city, how important it is just to get out barefooted is better and just be in contact with nature, and how that energy actually transfers to us and has physical, positive physical benefit.
I walk around barefoot all the time, like all the time. I always have. That's why I need more pedicures than the average girl. But you know what? It's all worth it. I just love being barefoot. And it's really healthy for you, isn't it, Daniel?
It really is, especially when you're on more grass and ground and dirt. Like around the city, I wouldn't
cement doesn't count.
Yeah, I would not suggest it all around cement. But yes, just being out in your bare feet. And you go through more your natural loading and unloading through your ankle. If we're constantly in shoes all the time, you're not getting the movement from the little stabilizer muscles in the foot and the ankle that you need. Now, that being said, if you've worn shoes your whole life, you don't want to just go no shoes all automatically and just do it for weeks on end. You got to work into it.
Right. Well, you know, last night I danced, I don't know, about 30 minutes barefoot in my kitchen in the dark, blast the Sonos system, had a ball with myself, but I was barefoot. And I actually was thinking about what you said about your feet, because I could feel everything in my legs just moving, and I was so in the groove, and my body felt amazing afterwards. I truly believe in dancing, not just for the physical exercise, but for the meditative benefits of it as well.
Yeah, that's a great meditation. Anything you enjoy where you can kind of just relax your mind from the cares of the day is is a form of meditation.
Yeah. So, do you like to dance, Jill? You
know, yeah, for sure.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever dance at home?
All the time, we dance at home.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, one of my earliest memories is sitting on olive shag green carpet. We had this giant piece of furniture that had a creaky top, and when you opened it, it had like an 8-track player, a tape deck.
We're going back to like 1973.
Yeah, and a record player, and. You know, they look like furniture, but like the front was speakers.
We had one. It just didn't have the 8-track, but it had everything else.
Yeah. And then my parents, my mom would put in some sort of music and dance all around me all the time. It's one of my earliest, fondest memories as a kid.
Wow.
So I love music because of that, because we always listen to it. And my kids love music. They love to dance.
So
important. We do it all the time.
So
all
important. Daniel, did your parents dance and listen to music?
No, we listen to music like Sandy Patty and stuff on Sunday mornings, but otherwise, I don't think I've ever seen my parents dance. I'm not a dancer. I don't think we really listen to a lot. I'm not a big music
Looks
person.
Looks like we know what we're doing during the first break.
Oh my gosh. How are Gary and Mary?
They're doing good. They are doing good.
Gary and Mary, how are they doing?
Yeah, they're doing good.
And they're listening. They're going to re-listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so what else do you want? What do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about the avocado, the great dip that I made?
Yes. This is avocado.
See, I had so much energy this morning. I was bouncing off the walls. I'm like, I got to cook something. And we talked about the avocado last week. Or I guess it was Monday. I can't remember. A couple of days ago. And Diamond has never had an avocado other than... Yes.
I just can't believe that.
So that's why she was going back there with an avocado. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so I'm obsessed with this new book. I've told you this.
Yeah.
The Life-Changing Foods by Anthony William. Save Yourself and the Ones You Love with the Hidden Healing Powers of Fruits and Vegetables. I'm just, like I said, obsessed with this book. And I'll read it again about the avocado. It says, avocados are all about nurturing. As I said above, avocado is the mother fruit. And why? Because it is the closest food on the planet to breast milk. And this means that in addition to the ways avocados help our bodies, they fill us spiritually with nurturing motherly love. I just, I love that.
Wow.
Right? Wow. Had you not heard that? I guess I was the representative for the lemon the day you were on.
That's right. We talked lemon.
And I've done the banana before, and now I'm on the avocado. I'm going to go through this whole book because I think it's important to know this.
What is it about the avocado that resembles breast milk?
Well, probably the high fat content, probably the B vitamins. I mean,
oh, there
I'm just
you
thinking
go.
Of the nutritional
you
value.
You rock it. That's right, Jill.
So.
There you go. Nice.
She's so smart. It's fun to work with her, especially when it comes to food. She's got it all right at the top of her head. But yeah, that does make sense. But yeah, so I made, I took an avocado, a ripe one. I had to put them in the windowsill for a day. That's why I didn't bring them the next day. I had to let them ripen a little bit. And I, probably 6 tomatillas and 3 poblano peppers, even though I only used 1 avocado, 1, how do you say it? Poblano?
Poblano.
Poblano pepper. Aviana Berrientos was
telling
me earlier
mic,
that I didn't pronounce poblano correctly. But anyway, so that and then the tomatillas, and I just put them in my my mixer. Mm-hmm. That what's the name of that?
Vitamix.
Vitamix. Yeah. I got a Vitamix at the Paleo F. Is it FX? Is that was that the name of it?
That was it.
I'm getting all my
think it was the FX.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it FX? Yeah. So they anyway. So yeah.
So you made that in your Vitamix?
Yeah, I made it in my Vitamix. Put it on number two for like I don't know. 30 seconds and tasted it, added a little more salt. So it's just got salt and pepper, a little bit of the green hot sauce and the famous jar or little, you know the one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The one that comes in red and green.
Tabasco.
And Tabasco, yeah. The green Tabasco.
I love the green Tabasco. Yeah. What was
are
the
we
first
charades? I'm really trying to remember what's going
you
on.
You
right
know.
Now. I'm like, the red and the green. Yeah. Is she trying not to say the name or are we supposed to be guessing the name?
I think, no, it's like McLennan or something like that. It's mixed something.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, it's got like an Irish name, but it's a hot sauce. Think about that for a second. Huh.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. How did that happen? I don't know.
You like it spicy.
Well, it tastes good, doesn't it?
Very good.
Yeah. And I put the no-grain chips with it, and it's paleo, it's keto, and it's healthy. And so that's what we're going to talk about coming back from break, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online. You know this song, Daniel?
Dang it.
Come on now.
Pink Floyd.
Just seems so hopeless. You don't know the song? Uh-uh. You don't know the artist?
No.
I really sure, but it seems like I'm with times with just a little bit more in focus.
I don't even recognize the song.
Here comes. Put your arms around me.
I went into the chorus a little too soon. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I can't sing worth a crap. I can in the shower. And in my car, I'm amazing. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Ariana Barrientos, Rocket. Jill, that's what we're here for.
The
to have
only
fun.
Words I know. So.
I know. Great song, though. Really great song by Tom Petty. God bless his soul. He, of course, you know, everyone knows he passed a few months ago. I'll always love his music, but I'm so glad I have you guys in studio. Let me identify the players here today. So if you're just now joining us and don't know, Jill or Daniel, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. And Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center here in Dallas, Texas. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training. He's also a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. He's a man's man. That's what he is. And so
I love when you meet a person who's kind of has a quiet spirit. This is only my second time meeting Daniel, but then you read their bio and it's like they basically can kick your ass at any
right.
second.
Right.
And
right.
Because they have all of these, like all these
belts. Tools.
And some like,
right.
yeah, I always got to watch the quiet ones, they say.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. And you know what? What's that thing? Walking with a stick. What's that old expression?
So it's from Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, speak softly and carry a big stick.
There
it's one
you
of my
go.
Favorite quotes.
That's right. And,
yes.
and you know what? That's right. And in mm-hmm. case you'd have to protect you or you're someone else, you know, who's not as strong. So
there's another quote, and see if you guys can get where this
okay,
is from. This
okay.
is from a movie.
Okay. Oh, man.
Be nice until it's time not to be nice.
That's a mob movie for sure,
mm-hmm.
right? No?
Is it
okay,
Disney?
Never mind.
No.
I think you've said this before, and I wish I knew what it was.
Say it again.
Be nice until it's time not to be nice.
Is it Bruce Lee?
No, but that's a good guess.
It's Clint Eastwood.
No.
It's Tommy Lee Jones. Is he? Was he a badass? Anyway, was he?
Well, I mean, I don't know. He played sometimes. It was from Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
That's right. That's right.
What it was.
Yep. I like that. I like that.
It's a great saying.
And I like you, Daniel.
Thank
so
you.
Let's talk about this. The benefits of isometrics. First, what is it? What, oh, no. Wait. I screwed up. Okay, I've got two outlines in front of me. I forgot we switched during the break that we're going to be talking. We're going to continue from last week. Maybe, well, you know what? Just for the people that are out there listening that are saying to themselves, what is isometrics? How about you give that definition, and then we'll go back to how to do a simple assessment of yourself, a continuation of last week.
An isometric is when you hold a position, a static position, against a resistance, being just basically just a brick wall, basically. Nothing is moving. You're just working on contracting and getting a better steady contraction at the same length of the tension of the muscle.
So what would be a good example of an exercise? Would that be like a sit-up? Is that...
A
push-up.
Like a plank?
A plank would be a great exercise or a great analogy for an isometric. You're holding that position. That is the whole exercise, is you hold the position. If you did a sit-up, if you came up at the very top and just held that for like 30 seconds to a minute or whatever, that would be an isometric.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, got it.
Are we talking
like
about
a wall squat? You know, something you hold, right?
Something you hold.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like you could do that when you were doing push-ups, right?
Yes, you could do that. Like that's one thing that Diamond could do with the push-ups, right? To work on the end strength is hold the end position until you can't hold it anymore and then fall to the ground.
There you go.
And you're like, you know, 6 inches, if not 6 inches, like an inch and a half or so away from the ground when you do that.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, and she, what were you going to say, Diamond?
I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's an act. Well, if you're down there doing it, you might as well get the biggest benefit, right?
Yeah.
Get the biggest bang for your time.
And that's usually the sticking point, too. Isometrics can be great for sticking point, for increasing range of motion, all kinds of stuff.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember back from my ex phys training. What is the degree of transfer? So I think it's like 5% in either direction or somewhere around that. So when it comes to range of motion, you're holding it. Let's just say she holds like the downward position in her push-up.
Mm-hmm.
People would say, oh, well, only makes me strong just in that one,
that
you
one
know,
position.
90 degrees where my elbow is. But I think it's like there's a transfer of like 5% in either direction. Do
that,
you know?
That sounds about right. I really don't know what the exact number is
for
the transfer.
So meaning it's going to help your range of motion, the strength, and a broader range of motion, not just where you're holding it.
Correct. It really increases range of motion. Like if you get in that position that I said with the shoulder last week where you're kind of at 90 degrees with the elbow, right? And then you rotate back. And if you were just to hold a force with the other hand there or some external force and do an isometric. And I mean, when you're doing these things, you don't want to try to kill it. If you're trying to just increase range of motion about 20, 30%,
mm-hmm.
let it relax. come back into it, do that anywhere from 3 to 6 times.
This is the test you were talking about last week.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning. For someone who wasn't listening last week, what you're talking about, they can follow.
We're combining two subjects here, isometrics and assessment, right?
Right.
But I'm saying the assessment is if you bend your elbows at 90 degrees at your sides, and you lift your elbows and the hands come up with the elbows at the same level as the shoulder, okay? And then once you get there, you rotate around your shoulder, not letting the elbow move forward or down, okay? That is now you're in range for 90-degree shoulder external rotation.
Nice.
Okay? So
I think she's filming you right now. She's putting this on either Instagram or something.
Facebook,
so.
Whatever it is. That's
perfect. We're
going
perfect. Instagram.
Okay, Instagram. Yeah, I didn't even know you could go this long on Instagram. I'm learning all kinds of stuff. Anyways, so you basically bring it up to here, right, to 90-90. You rotate back, making sure that elbow doesn't move forward, down, up. It just is moving around the shoulder joint. Now, if you wanted to do an isometric, you could kind of hold it with the other hand or have someone else behind you and kind of press back against that resistance. About 20-30% should feel in the back of the shoulder. No other position should change. You relax, come back into the position, do it again, and now my range just opened up probably about 5 to 10 degrees.
Wow. And again, for those of you like, oh my gosh, I want to see this, go to our Instagram, which is One Life Radio One. Yeah, One Life Radio One on Instagram, and you can see the video that we just shot. Okay, so to do a simple assessment of yourself, what are the ways that the normal person can assess themselves?
The big thing is we're talking about the gym, right? We're in the gym. So if we go down and we do a bench press, this would be a one to make sure that we could do a high bench press, right? If people are always doing high or really lower decline, incline or decline push-ups, right? If you're doing a decline push-up, you need to get in that same position with the shoulder and see how well it rotates in. If I don't get below, the ground is about 90 degrees or parallel to the ground, well, then I'm not very a good candidate for doing a decline lunge because my shoulder can't internally rotate. I'm going to have to compensate somehow to get into that to work the lower pec. And you don't really have to decline that much if you look at the fibers of the lower pec anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 5 degrees and you're going to hit the lower pec. But if you want to do like a frontal press or a military press, you better have a full 90 degrees, being your wrist should be at the same level as your ear, okay, without moving the elbow forward or back or anything, keeping the elbow at the same height as the shoulder, rotating back. And if I can't get to my ear, I cannot do a good military press at that angle. Like, I'm not a good candidate for a military press.
Well, speaking of pecs, men are obsessed with their pecs.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
What do you see when you look in the mirror? What do you see when you look in the mirror? Why not?
So what's the best exercise for these guys out there listening that want to have great pecs?
So the best exercise is a chest press. I would say dumbbells because it goes through a more shortening range of the chest, right? But you need to make sure you have the range. Make sure you get them back safely and you don't start with your elbows way behind your shoulders. Get them back, press them up, and then come down. The safe range is just parallel to the ground, okay? And then don't think about it as a pressing up motion. It's a pressing in because the pec attaches kind of on the humerus, which is the kind of the base of the arm right there, right below the shoulder, okay? Kind of attaches on the inside of that arm. And so a little bit of internal rotation, not a lot, is going to pre-shorten that because it's internal rotated the arm. And you just bring it in as close as you can to the center of your chest because it attaches all in the sternum in that center of the chest. So you want to come through that full shortening range without letting the shoulder come up.
Oh, yeah. I'm remembering Tina saying this to me.
Yes.
That was Tina Burnett. She's in Colorado now. I'm going to have to catch up with her. I think she's actually doing training on live video or I can't remember. She just started a new company. But what you just said, I'm like, Tina's done that same thing with me before.
And that's another assessment, right, is put your arm up like you wouldn't. You could do this laying down or sitting up. I'm sitting up right now. And you just lock out your arm, your elbow, and just see how far you can bring your arm into the center of your body without letting your shoulder come forward. If your shoulder comes forward, you're actually lengthening the tissue of that pec. You could push more weight by doing that because you're getting other muscles in there. But if you want to develop your pec, keep the shoulder blade down, see how far you come in, and that's as far as you should be coming in when you're doing dumbbells. If you go any further in, people like to touch the dumbbells. Well, you need to think about your elbows driving in first. If your elbows are bent, you're not getting in a full shortening position of that pec.
So complicated.
And this is how people get hurt in the gym.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, because you go to do, because it's something, you've seen people do forever, like an overhead press, like you were just talking about, and you have stuff going on with your shoulders that you're either not aware of or you weren't you know, properly taught how to do the exercise, mm-hmm. and you either hurt yourself on the first try or you're just doing a repeated motion that causes damage, that one day you're like, oh, that's, you have a rotator cuff issue. So it's why it's so important to work with guys like you that are, you know, which aren't easy to find, to be quite honest.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You have to be very picky.
Not all trainers are going to be in the details and the weeds like that, but you have to get with someone to learn that initially, and then hopefully, you know, you can do it on your own going forward once you learn some of the basics.
Right.
But
right.
It's important.
It is. And they are rare. You're a true professional in this field. And like you said, that's very hard to find. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Jill Lane and Daniel Tagg. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, Daniel, you have to know this song. You've been on the planet Earth. I think you're from a Martian if you don't know what this song is. Come on, Daniel.
Are there any words?
Yeah, here it goes.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
I've never heard this.
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. You've never heard this song?
That's the way you do it.
Oh, my neither gosh. Has Avi.
Okay, so
you will
so
when
bad.
You hear the chorus. Yeah.
I feel like 100 years old right now.
I'm with you, girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. How could anybody?
This was the road trip music when I was a kid.
And this is such
my parents
a good song.
Would rock stuff like this.
And you know, I love it when they play like a really long, long version of it right till the very last note, because it's just.
Microwave
oh.
oven.
I recognize.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you who it
okay,
is.
Okay, they might get it in a minute here when it goes to the MTV.
Lexi's thinking very hard.
She's thinking hard. We'll let it roll.
You don't hear music like this anymore, like with the instruments, the drums in the background, like.
Nice, right?
It really is.
Somebody really singing?
Yeah, I know, right? There's not all these kind of like hyped up things
auto-tune.
You do with. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a fan of auto-tune.
I was watching Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett with my daughter, my oldest daughter, sing the other night. It was amazing. So, okay, here we go. Talking about live singing. You don't know this song still? Wish we could, like, fast forward to, you know, like, You don't know that? I want my MTV. She's like, what's MTV?
Yeah. It sounds familiar, but I don't know it.
True.
Okay.
Who is it?
Well, we'll play it during the break, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray on the music, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Jill Lane, and Daniel Tagg. Jill Lane is a pro athlete and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com, and you can find Jill as well at fuelingchampions.org. That's fuelingchampions.org. Okay, reading the fine print matters, you guys. Is the stuff in your pantry the cause of your anxiety, depression, insomnia, and excess body fat? Jill Lane is about to tell us. So, Jill, what do you mean by reading the fine print?
Well, have you ever looked? So we go to the grocery store, and I think purposefully, purposefully, they make, and I think, you know, you realize this when you have kids, because I think it, hopefully as adults, but we'll talk about that, we get a little more intelligent understanding that we don't buy stuff as much for the way it looks, if we're talking food here.
Right.
So just because the package is like rainbows or something pretty on it, flowers, we don't always buy just based on packaging. I hope we're going to talk more about that. But when you have kids, the marketing companies are really smart. They put the stuff for the kids on a lower shelf, so it's at eye level. They put bright colors. They put cartoon characters they recognize. And then our kids beg us, and make a scene in the store for us to buy that. And so the thought is, can we get a little smarter and not just buy things based on how they look, but actually pick up the package, turn it around, and read the ingredients in the food to see, what is really in here? Is that stamp on the front telling me this is whole grain, or have that little heart association thing really who I want to dictate what I put in my mouth? Or can I take matters into my own hands and be a big girl, put on my big girl pants, and pick this food up and see what am I actually buying and eating?
Right. And furthermore, what you want to put in your children's mouth.
Yes.
And I was thinking, you know, and it's so hard, I have to tell you, for all parents out there, grocery shopping and trying to read labels and make good decisions and great purchases when you've got little ones with you, because sometimes they're really bratty and it's very
painful.
Distracting.
I've been there.
And so, yeah. And so we all make mistakes. Or if you're in a hurry, it happened to me just last week. I'm like, my gosh. And I basically do this kind of for a living. And I get duped.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah.
And so you really have to, this is like a war going on, a labeling war, if you will.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And we have to exercise our right to educate ourselves by picking stuff up and reading. We cannot be just led astray by the rainbows and the cartoon characters and just put our health in someone else's hands. We talked about this a couple shows ago. We are solely responsible for our health, not our doctor, not our spouse. As parents, you are for your kids until they're out of your home. But we are responsible. So you cannot rely on packaging that says 100% this or 100% that to dictate whether you should buy something or not. You have to actually tangibly touch a product, turn it over, read the fine print on the label, and check for very specific things to make sure that you are indeed getting what you think you're getting from the front side.
And that's why it's so important to pick the right brands. And, of course, my mind naturally went to Sun Warrior because they're one of our sponsors. They've been a sponsor for years, but their stuff is always organic. It's soy-free. It's no added sugar. It's gluten-free. It's non-GMO. It's dairy-free. It's vegan. And it still tastes good. But brands like Sun Warrior make a difference. They make it easier for you. And that's one of the reasons we do the show. We're really, you know, I'm very passionate about food, you know, from my upbringing, from just, you know, caring about children, caring about animals. And it is a difficult task to go grocery shopping as a parent.
You know, it's never been easier to find good food. I think when I first started, you know, almost 20 years ago, if you had an issue with gluten, you were SOL. There was no alternatives for you. You basically could never eat grains again. And so you had to just, you know, eat potatoes and starchy vegetables and other things like that for your carbs, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But there isn't, these days, there's a lot of choices. But for some people, that handicaps them because they just, again, believe the packaging. And they don't pick it up to make sure, okay, this says something, something organic, but there's no USDA organic seal on it. So what does that really mean? There's a lot of knockoffs, let's just say health knockoffs. Mm-hmm. And when they make, they put like a picture of a flower and some grass. We think it's a healthier thing right. because of the picture on the front.
Right.
And we think, like you, I've been duped. Oh, okay, this looks healthy. It has this youthful person on the front, some grass, a meadow. Mm-hmm. And then you get home and you realize it has something in it that messes with your brain
right.
or that causes hyperactivity potentially in your kids. And so we have to pick up the label.
Well, I bought some protein bars for my oldest daughter to just, you know, help her with her diet and just, you know, her diet and her exercise program. And so anyway, and it was from a company. I know the owner. OK, I trust the owner or and I can't say who it is because I just don't want to do that. But I got duped. I flipped over the box and it had sucralose in it. Mm. You know, sucralose. So let's talk about that because that's one of the ingredients. And she's not vegan. And so she eats the whey protein. It was an organic whey protein. But they still stuck sucralose in the product. And it really made me mad because I'm going to let you speak on it, though, because you're the expert here.
Well, I think if we're going to run down a list of things you should be reading for on labels, artificial, how something is sweetened, let me put it that way, is the one place I always look.
Well,
so,
last week you talked about the three packets.
Yeah.
Sucralose is what's in the what?
The yellow packet.
The yellow packet. Mm-hmm. The Splenda.
So there's the pink, blue, and yellow packet, and they each have their issues, if we put it that way. I take the biggest issue with the blue packet, to be quite honest with you.
That's the aspartame?
Yes.
Yes,
the
of blue, course.
The yellow packet can have some instant, if you will, issues with people, usually when it comes to GI health, so gas and bloating. But if you look at molecularly what it is, it's like essentially like drinking your pool water. It has chlorine attached to the sucrose molecule. And in the studies that really track people who use artificial sweeteners over a long period of time, they have no greater health benefit from not eating sugar. And so I would rather someone just eat less of the real thing, less real sugar, than a sugar substitute. And when we talk about the blue packet, I think to me that's one of the biggest areas of issue because there's research showing that in pregnancy, if a woman is taking in the aspartame that's from the blue packet, is in a lot of products these days, although those companies that are using those products, especially soda companies, are starting to get keen to the fact that we're reading their labels. And mm-hmm. they first went to Splenda, sucralose, and
they
now they're
the
going
name.
To other things,
right.
and they're changing the name, trying to trick us up, so you have to read the label. But if moms take in toxins during pregnancy, a lot of them pass the placenta to the baby, and you can increase the risk that your child will have some attention-related stuff as a child, whether you want to call it ADD, ADHD, anxiety, something neurologically based, because that's where those chemicals affect us, our
right.
neurons, which are the cells in our nerve tissue.
Well,
so,
well, listen to this. So I'm going to read this. This is from livestrong.com, but it was an article I pulled about sucralose plus maltodextrin and weight. It says artificial sweeteners are sometimes used in an attempt to cut calories and lose weight. However, some research indicates that these sweeteners may have the opposite effect, according to an article published in the Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine in June of 2010. This could be due to people overcompensating for the calories they save by eating more of the sweet taste, causing cravings for more sweet foods, thus producing an increase in calorie consumption. And I take it even further than that, because there's also new research coming out that says that sucralose most definitely destroys your good bacteria, your good gut microbiome. And
yeah,
so,
no, I do think artificial sweeteners cause some caloric dysregulation, meaning people, when we taste sweet, when we taste food, especially sweet, our body expects calories. It expects
right.
some association of calories to come. So if we're always eating these fake calorie-free foods that have no nutritional density and no calories associated with them, we get some dysregulation between
Absolutely.
Our brain and our digestive tract. Like, what's going on here?
And
where's the energy associated with this taste, this
right.
biological system that was put together for a purpose?
Well,
and so,
yeah, and then the whole foods don't taste that good to you because there's nothing in there exciting your brain and your tongue.
The cool thing is you can retrain your taste buds. And so you can train yourself to like the sweet from other things. Now, you know, whether it's fruit, you know, which is my first preference, or maybe someone goes to using, you know, xylitol or stevia or one of those things in minimal amounts in some of their foods to just move to another sweet taste and then move to just not needing to add sweetness, but just enjoy the naturally occurring sweetness in foods. That's really where the end goal is. But my biggest concern with these things is with during pregnancy in our children, and then anybody who has just an acute condition of health that they're working through, which is pretty much everybody.
Right.
So we have to read the labels. We have to read the labels.
I love it. And you know what? Jill's going to answer this question after the break. Can the food we have in our home really be the cause of anxiety, depression, being overweight, and not being able to sleep? Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
I like this one too. I don't know. But I like it.
This song will forever remind me of my brother Joe. My brother Joe loves CCR. God bless his soul. He died about 10 years ago. Of a drug overdose, actually. He was the best guy. But, you know, stuff happens in families, you know. You know, back in the day, kids were born quickly. There wasn't as much birth control. And so we had a big old Italian-Irish family. And that's how I grew up. And no regrets here. My parents did a lot of great things. They made a few mistakes. And you know what? And so here I am.
You know what, though? It's such a beautiful transition to the topic that we're talking about. Because one thing I don't want parents especially to be doing while they're listening to education like this is to, A, beat themselves up over the fact that they think that they're screwing up their kids because the food they're feeding them. But instead, be empowered to make incremental changes that can and will make a difference. And then on the flip side, to not get too kale mama, which means you don't ever allow
your kids to have kale mama.
It's like you can either be the Slurpee dad, which is like wagging the finger while he drinks the Slurpee for his kids to eat better food. That doesn't work out because you have to be the example.
It's a trickle down.
Or you can be the kale mom, which is so stiff and strict that there's no room to live outside the lines, and the kids feel so constrained that they lash out and they rebel, whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to find yourself somewhere in the middle. And I've learned that the hard way working in this industry. And I have to be very intentional with my own children about how we talk about food, because I want them to have a good relationship with it. I want them to know that they can live outside the lines, but I want to teach them to be empowered and like reading labels and knowing what things mean.
And you know your stuff too. You know, Jill, you're so, what's the word I want to use when someone doesn't brag about, you're not braggadocious about yourself. There's a word and I can't, not pulling it
humble?
Up.
Right.
Humble. She is so humble.
Aww,
thank you very much.
Guys.
That was a tough one. Okay. She's so humble. She's not going to tell you this, but I'm going to read this about Jill. For those of you that don't know Jill, she's been on the show with me off and on since the very beginning. She was the person that really helped me to pursue and continue through this process along with Tina Burnett by my side in the early years of One Life Radio. But in addition to being a mom of three, Jill has spent over 15 years consulting, coaching, and teaching functional nutrition and exercise physiology. Her passion for helping pro athletes, sports families, and high achievers attain maximum strength, quick recovery, heightened energy, sharp focus, and optimal body fat for peak performance has become the cornerstone of her business. And some of her current and past clients include coaches and players from the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, as well as aspiring MMA and Olympic athletes. And we're very lucky to have her on the show. I just wanted to say that before we continue.
Thanks for the shout out, Bern.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I live by, you're the average of the five people you hang around the most. That's a Jim Rohn quote. He's a businessman, not the sports Jim Rohn for you sports nuts that are listening. But I really believe that. So I think as people on this earth, it's always good to be in the vibration of people who you know want to grow to be. So
right.
It's been good growing with you.
It is, and it really has. And we're in year seven now. Hard to believe, like really hard to believe that we made it this far.
We made it. We've been reading our nutrition labels.
I'm going to remain humble, though, because that's the only place I feel comfortable. But, okay, so let's continue talking about. We're talking about reading the fine print and how much it matters that the stuff in your pantry, is it the cause of your anxiety, depression, insomnia, or excess body fat? So can the food we have in our home really be the cause of all these different things that we just talked about, like depression, not being able to sleep?
Well, if you believe that you are what you eat, then the answer to that is yes. And I believe that. I believe food should be our first medicine, that when we're sick, it should be the first place we go. Now, do we sometimes need stuff on top of that? Maybe medication, maybe surgery? Sure, absolutely. But if you don't ever address your food, the core reason of why there's an imbalance in your health, then whoever your practitioner is that you're seeing, whether it's a doctor, whomever, should be fired. I mean, I feel very strongly about that. We cannot.
I agree.
We can no longer ignore that how we eat affects us. Now, is one specific food you're eating the sole cause of your anxiety? No, probably not. You probably have some genetics there, and maybe there's something going on in your life. But it can be like a spark to a fire, keeping it irritated. And so why not pull some of those irritants out, and so that you can get a better handle on whatever it is, your insomnia, your anxiety, your attention issues, your weight. And so think of food that, you know, as a catalyst or as something that's making, you know, whether it's making it worse or better, mm-hmm. It can do either of those things.
Well, you know, we're demonizing carbohydrates now all over the country. They're like the absolute devil. And I have to tell you, bless me, Jill, for I have sinned. Okay. You know what I did last night after I danced? And I slept like a baby.
Carbed up?
I carbed up. I read somewhere that, because I've just been having a lot of trouble sleeping. I've got a lot on my mind, and mm-hmm. I can't seem to sleep as well as I used to. So I read a little blurb somewhere, and I thought, you know what? I had just stopped by the bakery, the boulangerie, and got some beautiful organic croissants. And so we had had them for lunch yesterday at our staff meeting, but there was a couple left over in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So after I finished dancing, I went and I grabbed half of a almond croissant, and I'm gonna tell you, I slept like a baby. It was amazing. So what happened in my body?
Well, you know what? Again, we can't really connect. This is a perfect example of how, was it the half of the beautiful almond croissant that had you sleeping like a baby? Or was it the joy from the dancing, the offloading of the stress, maybe the little hit of serotonin that those carbs helped you out with, and just the nice ending of your day,
right,
that rolled into it? Probably I'd say it's a combination of all three.
I would agree.
You know, I do think that food, you know, there is some literature. You know, so when it comes to foods and, like, let's say anxiety and attention, because there's a big focus on that with our kids, and we should be rightfully paying attention because our kids are in a train load of, like, hell right now with what's coming with our kids and their health, to be quite honest.
Absolutely.
Too many kids are on medications for a variety of different things, and we should be scared, to be honest, because they will be leading our land in the not-so-distant future, and if we don't get a handle on what's going on with them, we're in deep doo-doo.
I 100% agree, and I that's why this is so important to me. This is really important to me, and yeah. Having you in studio is such a treat for our listeners to be able to you know, pick your brain and have all this great information delivered to them.
Listen, the first thing we can do is just not let the enemy in the house. So this is how I run my kitchen. If you want to kind of, you know, look behind the curtain of Oz, I just don't let the stuff that there is either some research to show or a lot of research to show could possibly either today, next week, or in 10 years be a problem for my kids' health. We don't have a lot of like super convincing data for the data science nerds to show that, yes, you take an MSG and yes, you will have attention issues. But there is some data show that if you already have hyperactivity issues, which a lot of our kids do, then food dyes and some of those things are a problem for them. And so why not just read the fine print? Look for the food coloring. If you can spell and read the word red and it's in the fine print underneath the nutrition label, then maybe you should not, you know, get that product.
Get that
I mean,
product.
Why would you let your, I just, to me, it's like, would you eat paint? No, we wouldn't eat paint. And so why would we? Now, if you go to the FDA, they'll say, oh, it's safe. We've tested it all. It's safe. And cool. That's cool. But there is, it's slowly starting to accumulate.
Right.
And it's, again, it's a combination of things. And we have this big soup we're stirring up now. And as the rates of all diseases are going up, you know, nothing is going down. As everything is going up, we should start to look at what we're putting in our bodies and say, how can we make a difference? You don't have to be crazy to just pick something up and choose the one without the food coloring. You don't have to be crazy to pick something up and choose the one without the MSG, the monosodium glutamate. I put an example on my Facebook page at Jill Lane Fan that has a food label. If you don't know how to read labels, there's the nutrition facts, which tells you the protein and the carbs and the fat. Underneath that, there'll be other ingredients, you know, other stuff that's in the, you know, what is that food made of? Scan through there. Look for things.
Well, and they save the bad stuff till like almost the end now because they're getting so smart. They realize you go to the front, you go to the end because you're at time.
They should be in order of concentration in the product. So
okay.
The highest,
okay.
The thing that has the most, the thing that's most prevalent is always listed first, and then it goes down by order of concentration.
Well, and here's a trick that they do. They do this with gum. They do it with a lot of stuff. I've actually seen this gum at Starbucks where it says, maybe they've changed the labeling now, but this is really common too. Let's say made with stevia or with olive oil.
Yes.
With olive oil, except
like
the percentage is so small, and then it's also got aspartame in it. So you're giving your child aspartame, which is really bad for their brain, and especially pregnant women, like you talked about earlier, should avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, I mean,
but why don't we eat like we're pregnant all the time? Like seriously, because you've got this baby in your belly, you're protecting. You should protect yourself and even your babies after they're out of your belly.
No, it's a great question. I mean, I think most women would say, hey, I ate the best when I was pregnant because whether something, a switch flips, which it does,
right.
Or you have some, just all of a sudden you have this like concern, okay, I need to do this now. I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to do this. And then for 9 months, they do better.
Well, that's the glow. You're glowing when you're pregnant because you're eating really well. You're not drinking alcohol. You're not smoking cigarettes. Not that you should be doing smoking cigarettes anyway. I don't believe in smoking cigarettes anytime, pregnant or not. But, you know, not to get judgy, but it's really bad for your lungs. And I've seen too many people die from it. But
just pick up a label. Be empowered. Go to my Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. I have a picture of the top 5 things I think you should read for. Read for them. At minimum, start not letting the enemies in the house, and then put more of the good stuff, the veggies, the clean protein, the water. Get out in the sun with your bare feet.
Love it.
Things will go well for us if we do more of that.
And tell your friends to listen to the podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia Live to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.